Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema. This is Cinema Wars with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars!
Thank you, Brad.
Okay. Every time.
It's becoming a tradition. Anyway, I'm DJ Ace. This is Cinema Wars here on WMCO 90.7. And we are very close to the end of the war, as it were, because the final is going to be next week after this round. So we're going to jump into this round right now. And we have three contestants, and they're going to battle it out over what is their favorite Christmas movie. Because it's the holidays, and I figured, oh, why not talk about something happy for once? All right, so we have three contestants, like I said, and I'll be judging on creativity and argument at the end. And this round is, once again, double points. And then we'll have a bonus round at the very end, and then we'll be done. So to begin, we have Nikki.
Hello.
What did you pick?
Oh, Elf.
Wow. Like, I didn't see that one coming.
No, not at all.
I didn't even think about that
one. I was real worried.
Yeah. Well, honestly,
did I not take your movie?
I saw that coming.
No.
I saw that coming a mile away.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
Brad.
Die Hard.
Yes!
That's not a Christmas movie.
You, don't you tell me it's not a Christmas movie. Can I get a ruling on that, Aaron?
It is definitely a Christmas movie.
It happens just around watched Christmas time. I'm going to have a whole...
For the first time.
I have a
okay,
lot,
war
have a
hasn't started yet. What's Anna's?
Yep. Anna, what you got?
Yeah, well, both your picks are irrelevant because I chose Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
All right.
Eh, it was okay.
That's a great movie. What do you
it
talking
about?
I mean,
okay when it came out.
What's wrong with you people?
Chevy Chase is
I'm
kind
very
of
confused because this is a... Okay, Tennis never mind. This will be a war in a second.
Yeah. This is very much going to be a war.
So I'm so confused.
It might be a happy topic, but this is probably going to be really intense. So let's have at it.
I'm a little bit interested, because I think Nikki wants to say that your movie isn't a Christmas movie.
Oh, I mean,
but
it's more Christmas,
Christmas
than Die Hard.
My movie takes place at Christmas.
I'm so confused. How is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Because it takes place at Christmas, essentially.
It takes place at Christmas. It has Christmas themes in it.
Like what? Death?
Like
exactly.
Family, okay, like family, love, fighting for what you believe in, and
is
trying
there
to
a
find
Santa
the
in Die Hard? Is there a Santa in Die Hard?
There is actually.
Is there really?
There's a stand-up Santa at one
yep.
point.
Is there
a stand-up Santa? Like okay, stand-up Santa, like stand-up Santa giving like a comedy? Like what is a stand-up Santa?
Yeah, he gets up there on the, like intermission during
Santa
Die Hard.
That doesn't
he gets
sit
up
down
on the stage and he's like, "I'm gonna tell some Santa jokes." I don't know why.
I want to see that.
Like
movie.
Seriously, that's
no. He
oh,
there's a Santa thing.
So just like a poster of Santa.
Hotel is decorated for Christmas.
Okay,
right?
So just a statue
Santa,
of Santa.
Yeah,
not like a real Santa.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. Santa's not real.
Oh.
Not like a human Santa.
Wait, he's not.
It's just a statue of Santa.
The statue is human.
How's the statue human? It's a statue.
Of a human.
Have you ever seen those guys that are like on
Brad.
The side? Of, no.
Or
have you seen
elf.
Those guys on the side of the street that are like decked out in all this crazy paint and like they just pretend to be such? Then you walk by and they're like, "Hello," and then
I doubt
like,
that Santa does that, but that's really creepy.
It is really creepy.
Yeah.
But you
really
see a lot of them out west.
All right, here's the thing. Can I make my case for why
okay.
Die Hard's a Christmas movie?
Okay.
Just so we can be on a level playing field.
Okay.
All right. I don't think we ever will be on.
Here's,
a level
here's the thing. Die Hard takes place at Christmas, right? That's acceptable.
Yes.
All right. It also deals with Christmas themes. One, family. Bruce Willis is traveling to the Nakamori Hotel to see his ex.
Not Bruce Willis, but John McClane.
Yeah, but Bruce Willis is the name of the actor.
Yeah, but the character's
you're right. John McClane is traveling, who is basically Bruce Willis.
Basically.
is traveling to Nakamura Hotel to deal with his family, which is falling apart at that moment, as many Christmas movies start off. But by the end... He and his, is it then ex-wife? Are they already divorced or are they soon to be divorced?
They were separated.
Okay.
That's not very Christmas spirit.
No.
No, but at the end, they kind of make up a little bit.
A little bit? That's not
a
enough.
A tad.
And by the second movie, they're remarried.
Okay, so there's a second
and
movie.
And living together. Yeah, so there's,
like a million.
There's like seven diehards.
Five.
Whatever.
There will be
so
seven
one of these
diehards
seven diehards.
At one point.
Okay, so wait, time out. So one of these seven diehards just happened to happen at Christmas time.
The first
they have a diehard
okay,
fan
so the first
base.
One just happens to happen at Christmas
the
time.
Solid base. of Die Hard. And you could argue that, like, 2 isn't really all that great.
Okay.
And 4
Next
and
question.
5 also not
Next question
great.
For Brad.
All right, well, here
is...
There's a...
No,
that,
hey.
Well, there's a...
No. I have a question. No. Is there snow?
Yes.
Yes.
Where is this taking place at?
In and around the
Like,
hotel.
I've never seen Die Hard's, like...
You've
no,
never
like,
seen
what city?
Die Hard?
What city? Exactly my point. That is not a Christmas movie to me.
It... Okay.
That is not a Christmas movie.
It takes
movie.
Place in and around.
Please tell me what person is going to think, oh, Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Many
Let me watch
people,
this on
actually.
Christmas Day with my 5-year-old.
Brad Roberts, Aaron Eno, Chris Morgan.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Bruce Willis. My entire family. Anyway.
Aaron's
so,
entire
okay,
family.
Aaron, have you watched this movie on Christmas Day?
I have.
Maybe once, yeah.
You've literally watched Die Hard on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Well, this is awkward silence.
It used to be a tradition with a couple of my friends who lived on campus. They were like 3 or 4 years older than me. So I was in high school. They were in college. I'd go over to their house and we'd watch Die Hard.
I'm so... I'm at a loss for words. I'm so confused on how Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Like, Christmas movies, you think of, like, the Santa Claus. You think of anything that has... I know. No, I'm not done talking.
Also, at the end, there's a little Santa Claus who goes across the sky.
Oh my goodness, there's a Santa Claus in the sky?
They have one of those on Christmas vacation
too. Totally
it's on
it
fire.
Christmas. That totally makes it Christmas, let me tell you.
I have a fire Santa in the sky because
fire Santa
what?
Is best
That's
Santa.
That's very true.
Mine's awesome.
Your fire
I'm
Santa
like regular
happens.
Santa.
And they start
of
saying
snow.
Like the
fire.
Oh, that was kind of like really loud.
I'm sorry, guys. I got really excited by the concept of fire Santa.
Yeah. All right, Anna, I admit I need to hear more about Christmas Vacation. Go.
This is the one with Chevy Chase, right?
Right.
National
yeah.
Lampoon.
Yep.
Why are you laughing? I'm sorry. I kind of really like this movie.
I know. It's so great. So this is like one of the funniest movies, not just Christmas movies, but like one of the funniest movies I've personally ever watched. I watch it every year. It's awesome. But there's just a lot that's awesome about it.
Okay, see, so from the funny side, I feel like Elf is a little bit funnier. Like, I don't know.
Whoa,
I feel
whoa,
like,
whoa,
okay,
whoa.
National Lampoon. No, time out. Let me argue here. Okay,
here's
no, let me
5
argue.
Minutes ago,
let
you
me
were
argue.
Bashing my
you,
choice.
Shush
what are you
it.
Doing?
Shush
I
it.
Think it's a better choice than Elf.
This is true. It's a better choice than
really?
Die Hard, too. Because
yeah.
Die
Hard's
not even Christmas.
Do you guys
not
like him?
It is a better choice than Die Hard, too.
That's not
I don't overly like Will Ferrell.
I like Bruce Willis, too.
Okay, it has a narwhal.
Even if it was like...
Mine has a flaming Santa, a vicious squirrel.
Mine has a narwhal.
Here's the thing.
Mine has a vicious raccoon. He tries to hug a raccoon.
It's a regular raccoon. He's just weird to it.
Yeah, he tries to hug the raccoon.
Yeah, my movie has a squirrel that terrorizes the whole family.
Narwhal.
Yeah, it's not even a real narwhal.
I'm just saying that y'all's...
It's still a narwhal.
Y'all's villains are squirrels and
raccoons. No, my villain is his father.
Oh, that just got deep.
My villain is his father.
Not, okay, yeah, well, my villain is his
I've
boss.
Seen Elf about 1,200 times because my sister
So has the rest of the world,
okay,
unfortunately.
Okay, but so has everyone seen National Lampoon, too. That's like the traditional Christmas movie that
yeah,
everybody
exactly,
watches.
And that's
Here's
another
the
reason
thing.
Why I choose
in
it, because
Elf,
everyone...
I'm going to deal with you later.
Oh, whoa!
In Elf, whoa. The father isn't actually the villain. The father, here's the thing, he's...
He's the main
of,
problem.
He's a bit of a
okay.
Grinch,
no, here's
but
the
he's
thing.
Not the villain. The
yes.
villain is the
time
workplace.
Out. Time out. No.
And the dad
no.
overcomes
the dad
the
is
workplace.
The villain in the beginning, and then finally he overcomes with this Christmas spirit, and he becomes happy with his family.
He's not even happy at the end. He's just with his family.
He becomes. He sings a Christmas carol.
Yeah, but have you seen his face?
Sad
when he
people
sings?
Don't sing.
Exactly.
Silent night. That's not happy.
No.
That's singing.
That's not even the song.
What's the song they sing?
Oh crap! I forget. it's the jingle, not the Jingle Bell song, but oh, I just watched it. I forget.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You didn't pay enough attention.
No,
apparently.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I did not.
Is it?
You don't
Santa
like
Claus
your own
down.
Movie?
No, it's not.
Santa Claus is coming.
Yes, it is.
Right?
It is. You're right.
Because he sounds super not happy about it.
But then we, he
but
sees
Santa
flies
happy.
Over his head with all his reindeer, and he's like in amazement that Santa just flew over his head, and
yeah,
he believes in the
joy.
Christmas spirit.
Okay,
the Christmas
no,
spirit
okay,
is
wait,
joy.
I wanna, okay, no. I want to talk.
Time
I want to speak.
Anna,
I want to speak. I forgot what I was going to say.
Anna.
Got it. All right. He's not happy. He's amazed. He's bewildered. He has to rethink everything in his life now.
Yes, but then he becomes the happy, caring man. I remember what I was going to say now. Oh my goodness. At the end of the movie.
No, no, I'm going to forget again. Come on.
He's even a happy, like, book producer person.
Even at the end of the movie, he's not even all that happy. All he's doing is kind of.
He's happier than it was in the beginning.
He's, like, holding his. He holds his son at one point.
All my characters are happy. They even, like, sing the national anthem.
He is. He's happier than he was in the beginning of the movie. And he's happy with his. Son, buddy.
Okay, you want to know what's right. So great about Christmas Vacation? No, shush. Okay.
Can I say one last thing?
No. Okay. So be quiet.
One last
so
thing
basically,
about it, and then I'll deal with
so,
it.
No, with Christmas Vacation, what's so great about that is that even if they're
Chevy Chase is hilarious.
Is true.
I give you that.
And so, what is so great about this is that even if they aren't necessarily they are happy at the end, but, like, at the same time, they just exploded to Santa Claus, and it's, like, flying above, and then the grandma starts, like, singing, like, the national anthem or something.
This is my question. Is this where they put Grandma on the Roof? Is this that movie, or is that the other National Lampoon?
I think that's another one.
Okay. That's, like, the regular
one. I think that's Family Vacation.
Is that Family Vacation?
I think
it
is.
Okay. Or, like, I think you're right. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know. But at the end, like, they're all, like, arguing and whatnot, and then the Santa explodes, and then the old grandma that's really confused, she starts singing the national anthem or something. I forget
what it is.
It's something really irrelevant. And then everybody just, like, stops, and they just accept their situation and how messed up of a family they are. And they all sing the national anthem with her as this flaming Santa is just shooting across the sky. And if that's not a beautiful thing that just screams Christmas spirit, I don't know what
Santa
is.
Santa on fire. I'm sorry, children.
Everybody,
I'm sorry to the children who are listening that are hearing Santa's in the sky on fire.
Children, if you're listening, Santa's not real.
Oh, you're so mean. You Santa are. Is totally real.
Well, he was, but then he got caught on fire.
I'm sorry, children.
Santa's not real.
I'm so sorry, children.
And I know that because I've only ever gotten coal in my stocking.
Maybe
you
shouldn't
got
be a bad child.
Your stocking?
Huh?
You got a stocking?
Well, stocking is a strong word for a sock.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's probably why Santa was on fire, because of all that coal he carries around.
Well, that's his own fault, but the point is...
Maybe kids shouldn't be as bad.
Maybe, okay, no, I think this is
Seriously,
a symbolic
kids, be
thing.
Better!
I think this is a symbolic point in the movie that says, you don't need Santa to enjoy Christmas. You can just bond with your family and sing the national anthem. It's all about the family. It can be if your family is in the Christmas spirit. Okay, they're just trying to make the grandma feel like she's irrelevant.
Here's the thing, is that that's like a legitimate argument. I
know.
Your whole thing about Elf is that it's just celebrating everything that is Hallmark Christmas. It's everything that is marketed towards you. It's toys, it's books, it's Santa Claus.
But yeah, that's what Christmas is nowadays.
See, but...
Like people
That's not
don't
what our
do
movies
the...
are about. Our movies
Your
are about
movie
not
isn't
even
Christmas.
Yes, it is.
Her movie's at least relevant to Christmas.
My movie is
like,
relevant
I watch
to Christmas.
Movie all,
just
no,
because
no,
it takes
I watch her movie
Christmas
all
does not
the time
mean,
on Christmas
just because
with my father.
You don't watch it doesn't make it not a Christmas movie.
But I can
no,
guarantee
I
you there's a handful of people in the world that has watched Die Hard on Christmas Day.
Okay.
Who?
Why did you just like? Are you okay? Do we need to call someone? Nikki just like had a seizure.
Brad was messing with my headphones because I instantly got static in my ears and it scared me. Thanks, Brad.
Stop that right now.
Anyway.
What was my argument? You distracted me. That was your distraction. That is not fair. I had an argument going.
I can beat your argument.
No, because Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
See,
just because
it takes
place during Christmas time.
Santa.
Just because it takes place during Christmas does not make it a Christmas movie.
It's a statue of Santa.
Right, and then I told you the thing
it's
about
not a real
Santa.
Please tell me what Christmas movie does not have Santa.
Die Hard.
No, that is not a Christmas movie. I bet. I'm Googling Christmas movies right now, and I bet you Die Hard is not popping up.
All right, first off, Google is not the answer to everything. Yeah. Second off.
Google is
it
the
is
answer
for
to
college students.
What makes a movie? What are the qualifications?
That's what I was just going to look up. I was just going to look
up. Okay, Christmas movie.
Let's not look this up.
A Christmas Story, A Wonderful Life. Oh, okay. That's a creepy one. Elf! Looky there, Elf. The Santa Claus. There's a lot of
the
creepy
Santa Claus
movies.
Is a great movie.
I am not seeing Die Hard.
Well, we can look at
this.
I'm
not seeing Die
later.
Hard. Nowhere is there Die Hard.
Let's make a list of things that qualify as...
friendship and happiness.
Okay, so friendship and happiness.
That is not in Die Hard.
False.
Okay, I'm sorry,
guys. He develops a great friendship.
Time out. At the very bottom of Google, there is Die Hard on Christmas movies. I thought I would just give Brad it that
just
benefit.
Just barely.
It's the very last movie on Google when you Google Christmas movies.
What's before it?
Everything else.
Everything that is a Christmas movie.
Literally. Immediately before it is While You Were Sleeping.
Okay.
From 1995.
Right. So Aaron's given us the signal to take a break. But when we come back, I want to make a list of everything that qualifies as a Christmas movie. And I'm going to show you not only that Die Hard fulfills them, but it fulfills those criteria better than Christmas Vacation.
Lies.
And Elf combined. But we have to go to break right
Kay.
Now.
Okay. It's a bold statement.
Okay. This is Cinema Wars here on WMCO 90.7.
What are you listening to?
Ah, the radio!
What channel?
WMCO 90.7, they got your latest local news, sports updates, and weather forecast!
What are you? It's not who I am, but what I listen to.
Radio Night! It's Radio Night! It's on Radio Night!
WMCO, music that defines you.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial.
WMCO is bringing you the hottest topics in the area on Tuesdays and Fridays at 11 in the morning with Beyond the Headlines. Featuring exclusive interviews with notable members of the New Concord community, Beyond the Headlines provides you with information firsthand that you won't find anywhere else. Beyond the Headlines, you heard it here first.
Cinema Wars rages on here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace.
Welcome back to Cinema Wars. I'm DJ Ace, and we're having a very fierce battle over what is the best Christmas film here on WMCO 90.7. And we ended before the break with the revelation that Die Hard is, in fact, a Christmas film.
Barely.
According to
barely.
Google.
So, Google's not always right.
Whoa, that's true.
Hey, you were there. You were
Nikki,
all okay with...
Nikki went for it. She said there's no way, and it proved her wrong. So yeah. That's her own fault. So
yeah, I shouldn't have done
we
that.
We are going to continue this discussion.
Google fair.
And then I will pick a winner.
Before we went to break, we talked about making a list of things that qualify as that make a movie a Christmas movie. So we talked about friendship and love.
No, friendship and happiness.
Friendship and happiness.
There's a difference.
All right, what else? Snow. Fair.
Santa.
What else?
Okay, there's typically love in Christmas movies, though.
Yeah. We did friendship and...
Friendship and love happiness. Are not the same thing.
No.
Okay, you're right. Love.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
Red and green.
I was just going to say that.
All right.
What about,
have, like, reindeer
have you not
and
considered
elves
the colorblind people that might be
to
listening
have reindeer
right
and
now?
Elves.
Please tell me what Christmas movie, excluding Die Hard, that you have seen that does not have reindeer or elves.
Does not have reindeer or elves?
Or elves.
Even if they are on fire.
It can have one or the other.
I sound crazy.
That's because you are crazy.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Reindeer and elves. I'll take it.
I know, that's only one loss for you. I'm sorry.
No, I can do reindeer and elves.
Is there reindeer and elves in freaking Die Hard too?
Yeah, it's just strange to me that I can't think of a movie that doesn't have reindeer and elves in it. Bad Santa. And Fred Claus. Fred Claus, no.
Fred Claus has, does yeah. have reindeer.
Right, because he goes to North Pole, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Do they have reindeer in Christmas Vacation?
I said or.
They
or,
have the one, the fake reindeer that catch
oh,
on fire,
right.
but.
Right.
That's true.
Do they have elves?
You know what? Yeah, there's a reindeer and elf. Never mind.
Yeah, there's definitely reindeer. There's like
I think there's some lady that's dressed up like an elf. At one point. Like in the store. Unless I'm thinking of a different movie. I don't know.
All right. Well, I mean, if that's the case, then there are people who are dressed up as elves at the party at Nakamura Hotel. All right. So there's that. As well, there are Christmas decorations like
Okay, here's what it needs to have
all around the hotel.
Christmas music.
There you go. That's a good one.
Okay.
Yep. Christmas music is important.
Oh, that is in Die Hard, isn't it?
Is that in Die Hard?
Yeah, I kind of walked into that.
You haven't named a single thing that's not in Die Hard yet.
Yeah, I thought I had something, but I let myself down.
Here's the thing. We've already accepted that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Does somebody get a present in Die Hard?
Not a good one.
He puts the bomb in the.
Wait, they get a bomb as a present?
No,
that's the not good present.
Well, it's not probably what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Brad, would you give us the premise of Die Hard real quick?
I feel like you really want to give the premise of Die Hard.
No, you need to do it because Nikki's really lost over here.
Right. I'm mind blown.
Die Hard
is
a movie about a man who is coming to see his wife, from which he is separated.
And gets attacked by Professor Snape.
Sort of, actually.
Same actor.
Are they signing the papers? I forget what the stated reason for him being there is. Is he just showing up to be...
I think he's just showing up.
All right, well, he's just showing up to go to this Christmas party at his wife's work, which she works at this tower called Nakamura Tower. Mm-hmm. And the tower is taken over by terrorists while he is in the bathroom.
It's like, true.
That's an awkward return.
So he is the only one. He has to home alone this hotel.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, no, I just caught that.
I respect that.
Which is another great Christmas.
Yeah,
that was one of my backups.
Yes, also one of my backups. Where was that? He has to home alone the entire tower while being a full-grown adult, so minus the cuteness of Kevin. and adding a little bit of, like, sort of more action-y tropes to defeat all of these terrorists and discover the true meaning of Christmas, which is family.
Okay, can
and
you watch
friendship.
Okay, another Christmas movie need in a Christmas movie. Can you watch this with your children on Christmas morning?
I don't have children.
Well, can a family watch this with your five-year-old children on Christmas morning?
Technically, you could.
You couldn't watch.
You might
Bad
traumatize
Santa
your
Red
kid,
Claws,
though.
Or you probably shouldn't even watch Home Alone with your five-year-old children.
Why not? Home Alone is
give
all
them
the
ideas. Vibes.
To be fair, that film is
Why
lethal.
Are you going
to
leave your five-year-old child
well,
Home
yeah,
Alone
but
to do those, though?
All the violence in Home Alone is for comedic effect.
Okay, but then
not
I'll
in
go,
Die
then
Hard.
I'll go back to Bad Santa 2.
I think
Christmas
those are
party.
More targeted towards adults, though.
Okay, but That's you true. Wouldn't say they're not Christmas movies. Fred Claus. We stated Fred Claus was a Christmas movie earlier, and you should not watch that with your five-year-old kid.
Okay, fair enough, Brad.
Wow, well, that was quite the discussion. Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
Oh, okay. Why is it better than y'all's? So, y'all's? As opposed to some sort of unknown ending about whether the family will stay together or not, or some sort of contrived...
The family did stay together.
The movie just kind of ends.
Yeah, with them in their togetherness, watching the beautiful comet that was Santa.
Okay. or some sort of contrived, cliched ending like Elf. Die Hard has this fantastic ending where everyone is saved, right? Typical Christmas movie, it ends well. But
mine ends well.
Huh?
Mine ends well.
No, I'm not saying yours isn't a Christmas movie. Jeez.
I think we've moved past this.
He has made this fantastic friend in this police officer that's helping him throughout the movie, who is kind of a side character. And also, he and his wife have this, like, wonderful embrace where you've gotten all this tension previously. And it's this much more, I feel like, maybe more slightly more adult, but it's much more compelling of an ending than, yay, everyone's back together and we're going to live in this tiny hut.
But you just said, you just said.
Yay, everyone's back together and, like, Santa's on fire.
But you even said yourself that you don't even know if they're back together or not. They're just kind of there.
They have.
So it leaves.
They're back together.
So
by the
Christmas Vacation
movie, right?
adds an air of mystery
they're
to the whole
by the
situation.
Second movie, right?
Yeah, they're together in the second movie.
Yeah, so they do get back together.
Well.
I don't remember. I just don't remember if it happens in the first movie or if it's just kind of implied from the second movie to the first.
I don't
but
know.
But it is definitely, at the very least, implied from the second movie that the first movie, his actions in there, cause them to get back together. Because he was willing to risk life and limb for his family to show that no man had greater love than this, that he lay down his life for his friends and family. And that, my friends, is the true meaning of Christmas.
My guy got stapled to a tree. I mean, a roof. I think that's pretty dangerous. Wow.
I ranted for a while. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to.
Yes, you did. Don't lie. Stop lying. That's not Christmas spirit.
All right. Well, we do have to wrap it up here with the main round, and I have to choose a winner. Oh, boy. That was intense. That was much more intense than I was anticipating.
He was like, we're going to talk about something happy for once.
Well, regardless, as the rules state, there can only be one. So, between all three of you, man, Brad, you had to put up with a lot from these two.
I feel like I held my own.
Yeah. Anna, you did actually have one good moment there in the middle somewhere.
One good moment?
You did.
Wait, whoa. One?
Yeah, one. And then Nikki got pretty ruthless over here.
That's true. Well done.
Thanks.
I tried to go.
Christmas movies, and I still don't think Die Hard's Christmas, but okay, I'll give it a try later.
And you like westerns, and you didn't think that Clint Eastwood was as good as an actor.
What I meant is you had like a deep moment at one point. You're not making this easy.
That's not my job.
All of these movies, with the exception of Elf, are fantastic.
So only your two movies. You know what, Brad? Let him pick a winner. And the fighting Elf is done. The fighting is
really
done. Let him pick a movie.
And Elf actually is.
Bye,
a really
Nikki.
Good
Hope
movie.
You find a decent movie.
That was good right there.
Elf is Narwhal. A good movie, but not
Narwhal wins. I feel like Narwhal should win.
Not the 3,000th time.
No, Flaming Sandal wins.
Which
and Death Squirrel.
I have the misfortune of having seen Elf 3,000 times. And that's
but
the
I
only...
can. That's one of the movies I can watch 3,000 times. It's so funny. There's so many funny parts in Elf. You can't not tell me that Elf isn't a funny movie. Like
can't
there's so
not
much.
Tell you. That Elf
okay,
isn't
my
a
English
funny
is
movie.
Not my major. Okay, English is
yeah,
not my
major.
Yeah,
you need to stop rubbing that in people's faces. You
I'm
know?
Not rubbing. It's all.
You've done it like three
Friday
times
did.
Today. Aaron hasn't picked a winner yet.
Yeah, right. I was enjoying myself too much here. Okay.
I assumed we were talking while he picked.
Nope.
Sorry. I was hoping, but no, it didn't work.
Dead air.
Well, honestly, I'm going to have to give this one to... Actually, I'm going to give this one to Nikki.
Yeah! Ha!
Well done.
Thanks.
All right, fair enough.
All
that
right.
Was fun.
Now we got to move into the bonus round real
quick.
Oh,
I forgot about this. Uh-oh.
Yeah. The order is this time around is Anna, Brad, Nikki.
What? And what's the question?
And the question is best Santa in a movie. All right, so you all get 30 seconds to give me your spiel, and then we'll wrap things up. So,
okay.
Anna, go.
Oh, okay. Well, it's really funny because the guy, the little kid, he's like, he tells the Santa, he doesn't want to tell the Santa that he's got, he wants the gun, but then like he does, and then the stage is like, ha, no, and then he just like kicks him down the slide. It's like, that's so un-Santa-like, but it's so funny.
I like how we all picked like an un-Santa-like Santa. <Okay.
laughs> Brad, your Santa. All right,
so in Rise of the Guardian, Santa is a... Russian warrior with a past who is he's not normal Santa. He's got this past of like we get this really cool look at him and he's not just this jolly Deus Ex Machina where he comes in and saves the day in most Christmas movies. He just gets to like he gets to have an actual story and he gets to be super awesome and kick butt.
All okay. Right, Nikki, toy Santa.
I picked the clone Santa from Santa's Claus 2 because he's like not your typical Santa. Like he's so mean and like he tries to get the other Santa out and he doesn't even have elves. Like he has like toy soldiers and he's kind of like
it's pretty dope.
He's kind of like what's the word I'm looking for? Like
dictator?
Yeah, like a dictator of the North Pole and it's less kind dope. Of completely un-Santa like and
super
I think
dope.
It's hilarious.
Lots of fun.
All right, well, those are the choices for the bonus round, and ultimately, I'm going to have to give this point to Anna.
Yay!
All right, that
sad
wraps
face.
Up the semifinal of Cinema
Brad
Wars.
Brad wins nothing.
And we will be back next week with the final round, in which case we will crown the Cinema Wars champion.
The Cinema Warrior.
Oh.
The ultimate Cinema Warrior.
You need to call that the Cinema Warrior. You can't not call
it. I'll think about it.
No, you won't, because I've already decided it.
All right. Well, this has been Cinema Wars here on WMCO 90.7. See you next week here on Monday at 10.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Next time on Cinema Wars, find out what is the worst movie ever as three contestants battle over the two remaining slots for the final round. The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. The war is almost over. Tune in this Friday at 10 in the evening here on WMCO for the tiebreaker round of Cinema Wars.